joined here with assistant coach Landon Frank. And it just defense set the tone early, but then Beloit's defense flipped it around and set the tone for them, and it was just kind of downhill for a long time in that game.
Yeah, you know, right off the bat in the first quarter, it wasn't anything they did great. We just kind of bobbled the ball up into the air. Guy blocked the kid deep, and the ball ended up in his hands, and it seemed like all game the ball just kind of ended up in their hands. It wasn't anything they could do about it.
Well, and your team did come back there. They were down in a 14-point hole. I thought field position was big in that first quarter, but down in a 14-point hole there. But the team came back. They fought down, got down inside the 5-yard line. But, you know, the turnovers and penalties, they were hurting you guys at times on drives this year, and they definitely came back to haunt you guys tonight.
You know, the 2-yard line seems to be our nemesis, and that's what happened this one. We had another fumble on the 2-yard line. It stopped a drive, looked like a scoring drive, probably put us ahead in the game, and that could have been the difference in the game.
But, you know, Beloit, you knew coming in they had some outstanding seniors, and they showed it tonight. The Cox kid with that big 60-yard run late third quarter, I thought that might have flipped the rest of the game around, but they score, go up 2 scores. And then, you know, Parker gets that big kick return. You're back to within 1 score, but, boy, the fake punt there on fourth down, and you know, that set up 3 consecutive fourth-down conversions for Beloit. They just, you know, really their second fourth down was a little luck, but that was just, that flipped the game around again.
The fake punt was what turned the game around. We kind of had a little momentum, especially with the kickoff return. Hadn't had one of those in quite a while. It was last year sometime. You know, but we just weren't ready for that fake punt.
Well, and your backs ran the ball pretty hard at times here tonight, I thought, as well. They did pretty good. But Beloit, you had some good drives going. Beloit would stop you guys. But I thought the resiliency was pretty good there. Just really in the fourth quarter, I think Beloit kind of wore Scott City down a little bit because the defense was on the field all night.
Yep, that's pretty much the case there. You know, when you do four downs and they get that first down on the four downs and they just keep driving it down, it wears a guy out.
Well, Scott City, kind of unfamiliar territory, losing in the regular season. It's been 3 years since the regular season loss, since the seniors were freshmen. Big game next week here, and you knew coming in this would be a tough 3-game stretch, but now you go to Colby, and it's going to be a tougher one there.
You know, it'll be fun. These guys are going to get back on track. We'll get back to practice on Monday. You know, it might open up their eyes a little bit, and it might turn out very well for us.
Well, thanks again here, Coach Frank, for stopping by post-game. And I know it's a tough loss, but, you know, this is one I think they can learn from. And we'll see you up at Colby next week.
Yep, sounds good.